Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday afternoon from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. Only man can judge me. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear me or anybody say, if you have heard somebody say, only man can judge me? Well, like I was saying earlier, I don't know about you, but I've only been judged by man in my life. And I didn't mean a man. Man, you know, how they speak about it in biblical terms. When they say man, they mean man, women, children, man, woman, and child. We're talking about the whole gamut. We're running the whole table of humans. But yeah, you could look at a judgment as a choice. We probably don't always think about it in those terms, but think about it. When you choose something, you judge it. If you choose this brand over the other brand, you probably chose one brand because you consider it to be better than the other brand. It suits you better than the other brand. Well, I buy this brand because they do this. They care about their people. Their products hold up. I know that I'm going to get good value out of it. They stand by their stuff. So if something is wrong with it, I know I can go and get good customer service, and they're going to take care of any issues that I might have. But I might not have any issues with it because they always make their stuff better. I don't eat Kraft mayonnaise because Hellman's mayonnaise is better. And I never eat Cool Whip because it's nasty. That's a judgment. Whenever we call somebody ugly or pretty, that's a judgment. Just because it's a compliment doesn't take away from it being a judgment. When we say something doesn't taste good, doesn't look good, doesn't act the way, or doesn't act appropriately, I should say, that's a judgment. Those are all judgments. Now, you might say, all right, I see what you're doing. Oh, you trying to, you know, open up the whole box and trying to paint everything and push a certain kind of narrative. No, I'm not. You know, this is the English language. And even if it was Spanish, German, Italian, Mandarin, Arabic, French, it wouldn't matter. Words mean what they mean. So when we talk about a judgment, especially when we start talking about morality and values and codes and what's appropriate and what's inappropriate, we are talking about a judgment. We're talking largely about how we've been raised, what we've been taught, and how we look at the whole world. And how can you not judge something based on what you know, what you see, what you understand, what you've been taught, what you've accepted and what you've rejected? How do you have any choice but to look at things that way? I say that you're judging even when you don't judge. You know, I had a science teacher, Mr. Totley. I've talked about Mr. Totley on this show before, but he had a big impact on me because of his intelligence. You know, he taught us a lot of good shit. And one thing he said to me when I was younger, well, he told the whole class, but to me, he was just talking to me. Because they ain't understand this philosophical stuff. Their mind wasn't built to deal with this, with his philosophical nature. He said, whether you choose or not, the choice not to choose is a choice. Whether you choose or not, the choice not to choose is a choice. So you have chosen not this one or that one or the other one, but you made that choice not to choose those three. You're going to choose something. And I was thinking, all right, my man Totley, because he was right. He was right. And those choices that I made or did not make were based on whether I liked it or thought it was a good thing to do. When you decide who is a good partner for you, a good man, a good woman, you don't just take whoever likes you. Well, some people might. But even if you choose to take whoever likes you, you're probably going to base that on whoever you like too. And you're going to like whoever you like based on a set of factors. But when you choose a mate for yourself or a potential mate, you probably have a good idea in your mind about what you want. Looks, personality, ambition, energy, drive, age, a host of factors that you determine whether this is a good fit for you or not. And all of those factors are judgments. You know, on the internet, on social media nowadays, you got a lot of women out there talking about or dissing men who are under 6 feet tall. Like, yo, this short man, or all y'all men under 6 feet, you know, thinking y'all doing something out here, acting like y'all really something with y'all Napoleon complex and all of that. Is that not a judgment? Like, so no men under 6 feet are relevant? Meanwhile, the people who are judging that, you know, I've never heard, well, now, wait, whoa. I was about to say something that's probably not really true. I was about to say, I've never heard a woman that was tall insist on men that were tall. But I have. But they didn't necessarily insist. They were talking about it more in terms of it just seems right. Like, it makes sense. Like, when we're out, you know, we're around the same size or whatever, so it don't look crazy. I'm not towering over my man and, you know, kind of emasculating him or anything like that. So she wasn't saying that she didn't like any men that were under 6 feet. She just didn't think it was a good look. Guess what? That was a judgment. She wasn't trying to hurt anybody's feelings, and she has the right to like whoever she wants and choose whoever she wants. But nonetheless, that's a judgment. She judged herself just as much as she judged anybody else. She don't want to look crazy or make her man look crazy because it looks like she's towering over him like a son, like a daughter, a mother and son. Let me say that. So when I say that only man can judge, God makes all people in all colors, all sizes, all weight classes, all personalities. If we believe that he created the heavens and the earth and all the humans and the animals and all of that, then we have to consider that he is definitely into variety. But we aren't. We're told to make a choice. We have to choose this one or that one. If we have access, if we have money, we can choose a bunch of different ones. Try out a few things. Baskin Robbins, 32 flavors. Other than that, make a choice. For that, this, or that. Engine, number 9. Down the New York Transit line. If the train fall off the track, pick it up. Okay. So, that's what we're talking about today, man. What's going on, Michael Burrows? Appreciate you coming through. And my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see me from you, my brother, my mellow, my man. My brother, my mellow, my man. That's right, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, good looking out, Carol Chamberlain, on that tip. Appreciate me some you. Okay, but it says, I didn't think of it that way. Big facts, because there's always a choice. There are always choices. And like my old teacher said, the decision not to choose is a choice. You want to make the choice somewhere down the line. So if you don't want to be with somebody, for example, that has been with a lot of people. Like, I don't want to be with no man that was a dog. I don't want to be with no man that was a player. I don't want to be with no girl that was a whore. She was a hoe. You know, she was loose booty. She said, like Monique said, I had friendly pussy. I don't want to be with no chick that had friendly pussy. I want her to have discriminatory pussy. That's a judgment, dude. It's a judgment. Because while she was out opening her legs, you was probably the one trying to get in between somebody's multiples. You know, multiples. But that's a judgment. We judge women differently than we do men. The criteria that we judge women is different than we do men. Sometimes it's fair. Sometimes it's unfair. Sometimes it's balanced. Sometimes it's unbalanced. Sometimes it's just. Sometimes it's unjust. But it's a judgment. And where do we get our system of judgment and of morality from? Where do we get the notion that a woman is not supposed to test her cookie out there in every bakery. Where do we get that? We get it from our parents. Where do our parents get it from? Their parents. Where do their parents get it from? All of us got it from, we got it from church. We got it from the Bible. We got it from neighbors. We got it from teachers. You know, don't spread yourself all thin. Make yourself exclusive. Be loyal. Be faithful. Be trustworthy. All judgments. All judgments. We don't judge them all the same. They don't all look the same to us. We all have different criteria. For example, men are always talking about women's body count. Yeah, she got bodies, son. She got mad bodies. You know, she only 24 years old, son. She already got 25 bodies. Bodies, son. She bodying niggas. She bodying niggas, son. Okay. She got 25 bodies at 24. Okay. All right. On the surface, that sounds like a lot. If she had 25 bodies at 50, would it still sound like a lot? It would, wouldn't it? That's a judgment, doggy. Because the bottom line is, anything over the number that you have on your head is too many. But are you going to get with her or not? Are you going to be man 26? Or if she was on 24 and you the 25th? Is that what we're doing? Is that where we going? Because it might be. It might be. But you'll judge that. You already concerned about her body count. Women say the same thing. You know, he's been with this one, he's been with that one. And I know that he's not a good man. He's not, he's just a boy. He's not mature. He's not this, he's not that. He's not a good father. He's not a good brother. He's not a good friend. He's not a good son. Good. The word good itself lets you know you are right there in the judgment zone. God ain't come down from the heavens and be like, my son, my child, you should not do that. Where do we hear that God even cares? I'm going to tell you, I heard it from man. Who taught me about God? Man. And every time I think, every time I have a question about what God says, what God means, what how God wants things, guess who I have to go to? Come on. Guess who I got to go to? I got to go to the original source that put me on with God in the first place. Man. And what gender do they say God is? Wait a minute. I don't want to get too heavy. I ain't trying to get all heavy, y'all. I'm chilling. I'm not trying to get all heavy. Let me play my finger piano. No, that's not it. That's not it. This is finger piano. We chill. This is my non-judgmental music, bro. And when I don't want to judge, this is what I do. I won't judge. This is our time of not judging. When you hear this sound, you be judging around. It's not time to know where the loss is. No, it's where the boss is. We want to take this ball and toss it. Then over to the next one and toss it back. And we know back. Wait a minute. Stop judging. Somebody's going to be like, what is that horrible noise? That's what the horrible noise is. Play it again, fam. Play it. La la la. La la la. No judgment here. All right. Chill. Play it with the drums. Man. Yeah. Myself, Jones, man, Michael Burrows. What we got? Okay. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. What's going on, my brother? Good to see me some you. Yo, man. So, listen. Like I said, the only people, thing, faction, entity that has ever judged me or had an opinion of me is man, not God. For people who are just coming in, I'm not speaking down on God at all. When I'm not speaking down on anyone. I'm speaking about how we come to think about the things that we think and how we draw the conclusions that we draw the draw conclusions from. So like I said, when you pick a man, when a woman picks a man, when a man picks a woman, you're normally picking based on their past, which may determine your future together. So if she was a hoe back in the day, if she was a liar and a cheater back in the day, a man is going to be like, well, that's what she's going to do to me. Is it true? Not always, but it's a judgment. Is it a fair judgment? I believe so. Where you have come from can determine a lot of where you are and where you're going. The same way as, let's say we're not talking about lying or cheating. What if we're talking about, if somebody was on drugs, and you know they were heavily on drugs before you seen them. You seen them when they was out there, fiending. I can't leave you alone. You got me fiending. I can't leave you alone. You got me fiending. You saw her out there copping drugs, being high, being skinny, struggling, taking chances on her life, her health, and all of that. Now she's gotten her life back together, then went to rehab, threw on like 30, 40 pounds. You know what I mean? Then got this back. Bow. Boom. Ass. No BBL. That thing natural. You know what I mean? You think fake titties look nice? You think a BBL fake ass look good? Go to the rehab after they done spent 90 days clean. I'll show you what look good. Like, yeah. That drug freak thing on fire. That drug, I mean, they might still have that junkie itch and that crackhead twitch. Well, you know, well, still, you know, I mean, just because I used to get high don't mean that I don't know nothing. I went to school and, but nonetheless, you have a right to judge that as you see it. You have a right to judge that as you know it. You have a right to decide, well, I mean, because you have a right to decide whether that's a good look for you, a good fit for you or not. Because what if they relapse? What, you may have known that they were on drugs, but you don't know if they were doing well when they were on drugs. Did they fight against it? Did they just embrace it? You know, some people fight their demons and some people just let their demons just take all the, just get all the punches. Like my demons, I'm just giving my demons licks. I'm looking like Rocky. You know how in the Rocky movies, there was no defense, no ducking, no nothing. You just got to take the punch. Bam! 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 Like Rocky movies, they have no defense, did they? And some people let their demons do that. Speaking of demons, demons are associated with what? The devil. The devil is associated with what? Evil. The opposite of evil is what? Good. What is associated with good as far as being the best? God, the angels, the disciples. But even though we speak of God speaking to us, having our own relationship with God, and I believe that we do have that, but we wouldn't even have any conception of how that's supposed to go down had man not taught it to us. So if you were raised Christian, you're going to have God speaking to you as a Christian until you change that. If you were raised a Muslim or Jew or Buddhist or I don't know. Does anybody get raised? We're not doing that. See, here I am judging. I can't help it. We're going to work it out. FXD. What's going on, FXD? Thanks for coming on through. I appreciate you. And Viral Gabe. Wag one, my nigga. That's what's up. Viral Gabe. What's going on, man? Hold on. Did I mix somebody? No, we good. Care Bear says, like, I'd always be afraid of him relapsing. Yeah, it's a legitimate concern. But it is a judgment. If you used to be a hoe, your man might be worried about you being a hoe. You can call it insecurity on his behalf, and that you're judging him for being insecure. Fair game. You judge on one end, you're judged on the other end. Fair game. I don't see anything wrong with that. But are these judgments as bad as we make them seem? Because, you know, people be like, you know, no judgment. Yeah, I don't care if you gay or if you straight. No judgment over here. No judgment. Yes, you're judging because you're telling people who make choices and who discriminate or who only want to, you know, keep things a certain type of way. You're telling them that they're wrong. And that's a judgment too. Are you right? Maybe, perhaps, could be. Who knows? I can't say for sure, but it is a judgment. So you ain't getting out of this. You ain't getting out of this. Like Daryl Arredondo. Like man, Daniel Arredondo. Daniel Arredondo. Arredondo. What up, Daniel? For a minute there, I thought you was trolling. I was about to give you the cowbell for trolling. Let me know. Are you trolling, Dan? Cowbell for trolls. Nah, I'm just playing with you. But listen. But yeah. You have a right to expect somebody to keep their word, to do what they said that they're going to do, to have some type of integrity, and to also be the type of person that won't get on your nerves, won't make you scared, nervous, uneasy, and uncomfortable. You have the right to be with somebody like that. But just know that you're judging somebody when you do that, and somebody's going to be judging you. Somebody might think that you're boring. Somebody might think that you're a nerd. Somebody might think that you're too scary. You don't want to take a chance. You know what I mean? You're not exciting. You know, you don't want to, you're too afraid to live your life. You're too afraid to live your life. You're too conservative. Conservatives. Speaking of conservatives, you know, Republicans, Democrats, independents, they have a set of values, do they not, that they run on as far as the politics are concerned. And that's whether you agree with politics or not. They have a set of principles that they run on. Conservatives run on moral politics and financial politics. So they're always talking about individualism and how each individual has a chance to live the American dream. But it should go along the lines of God and country, you know. Christian values, you know what I mean? Limiting government control, individualism. It's not about us. It's about each individual person. Democrats say, yeah, it was a democratic society, and the people should decide how government and politics should be run. Both of them are lying, basically. because individuals don't have a say-so, And the collective as a whole doesn't have a say-so either. There are a certain number of powerful people, usually men, to be honest with you, historically, who have made all of the laws and the decisions and have governed the people's lives over hundreds of years, possibly thousands. Daniel Arredondo says, I'm eight. Yeah. Care Bear says the irony at moral politics. Yeah, but they run on that. You'll see the ads. You'll see the commercials. You know, abortion. Get that up out of here. Gay marriage. Get that up out of here. Based on what? But God didn't say you could have an abortion. You couldn't have an abortion. And God didn't say that gay people couldn't be married. But they say that God said it. So who's judging you? God or man? God or man? I think that is man. That is man. I mean, of course you could argue that God speaks through man. I have no problem with that. And I'm a believer. But if I tell Carol to go tell Carrie something, I have to believe that Carol told Carrie exactly what I told Carrie Carol to tell Carrie. Carol may have told Carrie what I said, and Carol may not have told Carrie what I said. Carol may have said what I said to tell Carrie word for word, or she may not have done that. She may have embellished a little bit. She may have paraphrased. She may have put a little extra seasoning on it, or may have dumbed it down a little bit. Have you ever had to have somebody translate for you? You know, talk about trust issues. If you've ever had to have somebody translate for you, you know, you have to have trust that they're going to say what you're saying. Because first of all, you have to make sure that they understand what you mean. They don't always understand what you mean. So if you ever gone to a translator and you later found out that they didn't say anything close to what you were trying to say to the person that they translated to, you know, you're going to be looking at that person mad sideways. Did they not tell them what I said because they didn't understand, or did they just switch it up because that's what they do and that's what they wanted to do? Judgment. The translator may have made the judgment that this wasn't an appropriate thing to translate, so they said it the way they thought it should be said. And I've had that done. I worked at a job before, 95% Hispanic. This shit was crazy. And my Spanish wasn't good enough to address this all Hispanic workforce, this crew, in accuracy. So I had another guy who was a team leader, come and translate. And what was she called? Her title was the clerk. So she did all the administrative stuff. But this was a warehouse. She told me later on, she said, Omar, all of that stuff you told him to say, that's not what he said to the crew. And I said, what? She said, that's not, you might not want to let him translate for you from now on, because he's not telling them what you're saying. He's telling them some of what you're saying, but then he's putting his own spin on it. Trust out the window. To me, he can't be trusted. But how I know she's telling the truth? what I need to do is learn Spanish better, so I'll know what's going on and maybe not need a translator. But let's talk for a minute about the difference between an opinion and a judgment. Is there a difference, as far as y'all are concerned, in an opinion or I'm stuck on this translating thing. Is there a difference in your opinion between a judgment and an opinion? I'm of the belief that a judgment is an opinion. It's how I feel. It's what I think. It's how I see it. Sometimes opinions are based in fact. Sometimes they're not. Let's do some examples. Beyonce is probably, no, let's not say probably, no. Let's speak in absolute terms. Beyonce is the best female performer ever. Fact or opinion? Fact or opinion? Beyonce is the biggest and best female performer ever. Fact or opinion? Some people might be like, man, you done lost your goddamn mind. And some of her fans may say, that is 100% right. Put her side by side of anybody and see how it goes. Who has filled more stadiums than Beyonce? Who has had more hit records, hit albums, and impact on pop culture more than Beyonce? Name them. Go ahead. I don't care who you name. Janet Jackson. No. Mm-mm. One of those little white girls, like, you know, Shakira, Britney Spears, Aguilera. What's her name? Aguilera. Christina Aguilera. Even Taylor Swift. Can they boast her numbers? They may have done some similar things, but on a consistent basis. Some people are going to look at it as fact. Some people are going to look at it as opinion. It's a judgment. It's a straight judgment. So, opinion, judgment. I'd rather be with somebody who is dark-skinned than light-skinned. That may be a fact for me. My choices are steeped in some judgment. Some people might say, well, you're not judging because it would have only been a judgment if you chose the light-skinned one. So it's only a judgment if it's unfair. No, it says to each his own. That's right. Okay, but it says no difference. Okay, but it says just performance. Her concerts are a whole vibe from start to finish. And I am not a fan. Like I said, people are going to judge that differently. Her fans are going to say, yes, she's the best. She's on fire. There ain't no show like a Beyonce show, because a Taylor Swift show ain't shit. I said, ain't no show like a Beyonce show because a Taylor Swift show ain't shit. And all of these other singers can't really be a ringer. No. Now, also, some people say that Beyonce is a great singer with great vocal range, and, you know, and some people straight up say that she can't sing. I've heard people say it right out their mouth, and they didn't blink, they didn't shake, they didn't flinch. Can't sing. I'm like, I got nothing. Like, can't sing? Like, I ain't say that she was better than Aretha Franklin or Whitney Houston or Stephanie Mills or somebody, but can't sing? No, she can't sing. All that shit is studio work. You know, she did the national anthem at the Super Bowl. It was pretty good. No, it wasn't the Super Bowl. She did the national anthem somewhere, and it was actually pretty good. I ain't gonna hate. It was actually pretty good. Well, see, I mean, she, you know, I don't think that anybody has done the national anthem better than Whitney Houston in 1991. That shit bring tears to a nigga eyes. Like, yo, what did she just do? She made the national anthem go platinum. That's unheard of. Unheard of. But, hey. Hey. But Beyonce did pretty good. Kelly Clarkson did pretty good. There have been, you know, since Marvin Gaye, a lot of people have, you know, put some sauce on the national anthem. You know, Marvin Gaye did the national anthem for the NBA All-Star game. What was that, like 82? No, like 81? Because he passed in 83. So I think he did it in 82. So it was like he went from sexual healing to, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early? He did the damn thing. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Yeah. All right. So it was 1982. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Right. It was 82. And before then, nobody sung it outside of the conventional way. Marvin was like, and when I get that feeling, I need American appeal. I mean, say can you. He held the title for a long time of, you know, being the best one to ever sing the national anthem. For many years, I would say up until Whitney did it. Up until Whitney did it, they were still, you know what I mean? Because Marvin did it with that pizzazz. He put his thing on it. Whitney came and did it. We was like, had me ready to put my hand over my heart, take my hat off. Like, I don't normally be doing this. I'm over here crying. Carol says Marvin put that steak on it. He did. They was like, yo, Marvin, sing that shit again. He sang that shit like, what's going on? Like, whoa. Hey, Night Candy. Beyonce performed at the Super Bowl halftime show. She did perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. And if you remember the politics that went around her singing at the Super Bowl at the halftime show, remember a few weeks before she performed at the halftime show at the Super Bowl, she botched and she botched the national anthem by lip syncing the shit at Obama's inauguration. Do you remember? And everybody was getting on her ass about that. Like, you had the nerve to lip sync for the first black president of the United States getting reelected at his inauguration? Your bum ass who hangs around Michelle Obama. She got Malia and Sasha coming to see your ass. You hang around with Jay-Z snitching. You know what I mean? You got the nerve to lip-sync the national anthem at his inauguration because she was saving her voice for the Super Bowl. If you remember, she said it. I was trying to save my voice for the Super Bowl because I got to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Halftime show at the Super Bowl. Halftime Super Bowl. And at the Super Bowl, she sung live and made Kelly and Michelle lip sync at that Super Bowl. I don't know if y'all remember that shit. Kelly and Michelle lip sync at the Super Bowl while Beyonce sung live. That is a grimy joy. But that's a judgment. I'm judging her. I'm a man. I'm judging her. I didn't think that was right. I didn't think it was right for her to lip sync at the inauguration, but to sing live and make her other band members lip sync. So it'd be like, yeah. So mentally, it puts everybody in the mode like, oh, everybody lip syncs. Well, Kelly Clarkson didn't lip sync at the same inauguration. Kelly Clarkson killed that shit. He killed it. Killed it, Kelly. Kelly. Vanilla Kelly. Shout out to Kelly Clarkson. I like Kelly Clarkson. She's a good singer. Very good singer. She makes good angry songs. I like Kelly Clarkson. Shout out to Kelly Clarkson. Okay. Cheryl Hudson said, my favorites were Whitney did it and when MJ did it. He sung the national. I didn't know MJ sung the national anthem. Where did he sing it? Who did he sing it for? Who he sing it for? No, I said, it's funny nobody could top Stevie's Happy Birthday. It was a great song. Stevie made us stop singing the traditional Happy Birthday song. Now, you know, it's Happy Birthday to you. Happy, I mean, Stevie is a genius. I think I say Stevie is the best. They always want to have the conversation about, was Prince the best musician? And I'm like, Stevie the best. It's a judgment. It's an opinion. But I think he's the best. Was Prince ever on Sesame Street? Huh? Was he? Was Prince ever on Sesame Street? Imagine him on Sesame Street, trying to make Sesame Street all extra sexy and freaky. You got Big Bird and Oscar and Grover. Yo, the monsters, ain't no Muppets supposed to be wearing lace? What is you doing? What is you doing? Kermit running around here with heels on. Well, Prince, in honor of Prince, we're all going to wear our platform shoes. Hey, what did you, yo? Stevie Wonder was on Sesame Street, and he was killing that shit with John John. He was killing that shit with John John. You remember, yo, go back in the archives. You can go Google. Stevie Wonder on Sesame Street with John John. Yeah, with John John. Yeah. He was doing the thing with John John. Wait, don't start the game yet. Let's hear that again. It was like that. You know what I mean? No, it says 2 years before Marvin put soul on the anthem. Says she lip synced and stole Whitney's anthem arrangements. Well, aren't we judgy? Aren't we a little judgy there? Huh? Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about only man can judge me. Only man can judge me. When your grandmother told you that your skirt was too high and that you need to wear a pair of stockings and don't get caught out there with your slip showing, was she speaking from God? Maybe in a way she was, but she was telling you. She was telling you, when she was telling you that you need to learn how to tie your tie and, you know, and have your cummerbund straight, press your slacks for your suit, wear your jacket, your vest, however it went, shine up your shoes, act appropriately, don't only speak when spoken to, don't speak out of turn, don't be rude, respect your elders. All judgments, all instructions, all structural judgments coming from grandma. And it was going to be consequences. It was going to be consequences if you didn't follow those instructions. Because you knew, and you respected her because you knew that she was right. She was right about a whole lot of things. You know what I mean? Not tried this, but some of y'all grandmother's hygiene wasn't really all of that. But she made sure you wash your ass. Listen, I'm not judging that. I'm just saying. You respected that. Grandmother might have wore a wig. Ain't seen grandma's bald head in public since before prohibition. But you respected that. You respected it. Oh, you don't remember that night candy? That's cool. Kevin says, she has too much talent for the BS she does sometimes. I can't argue that. But she does have talent. Is she more talented than everybody else? That's a judgment. I'm not going to say that she's more talented than everybody else. Some people play instruments. I saw a performance by Evelyn Champagne King. If y'all want me to send y'all that performance, but go on YouTube and look up Evelyn Champagne King performance. It's like 40 minutes long. She killed that shit. I didn't know she played bongos and shit. She was Champagne King like 62. She twerking. She was twerking too. I was like, yeah, Evelyn. Bet you she can't do for you all the things I do for you. And I betcha she don't love you. Evelyn was kicking it. She played instruments. I ain't never seen Beyonce pick up a guitar. But I saw Lauryn Hill do it. I ain't never seen Diana Ross or nobody like that play no drums. I saw Sheila E. do it. There were some other black female drummers. Just saying, when you talk about talent phases over into a lot of different realms. Carol says, Stevie is a genius and that's all. No argument here. Kevin says, yes, Prince was Sesame Street with his... That's what I'm saying. That's why they couldn't bring him on Sesame Street. Like, yo, man. Like, I'm not... Now, you look at Sesame Street now, they got gay Muppets and all that old stuff. But it wasn't like that before. It was clean. It was definitely blue for the boys and pink for the girls. That's how it was. John wasn't bi-curious. He wasn't confused about, you know, which direction he was going to. I know that's a judgment on my behalf. I realize that. I'm going to own that. Now, you look at Sesame Street now, they a little... I'm like, you sure that's Sesame Street? All my Philly people, I'm like, that shit looking a little like... It's looking a little like 13th Street. On the south side, you know, around Chestnut, Sansom, Walnut, Locust, Spruce. I said, this is what it's looking like to me. All right. Carol says, Prince with his butt cheeks out and high heels, LOL. But Prince was great in his own right. He was. I mean, he mastered every instrument. Prince was great. But he wasn't better than Stevie Wonder. I don't know. They say Prince mastered every instrument. I ain't never seen him play the harmonica. Stevie played that harmonica like that shit, like he was born with it in his mouth. Wait, 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 wait. Wait, 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 wait. Yeah. I was born in Little Rock. You know what I mean? I had a childhood sweetheart. Wait. Yeah. That Stevie Wonder was the master of yeah and la la la. La la la. Stevie Wonder made you want to la la. Other singers ain't make you want to la la. Other singers didn't have the balls to la la. Like, you can't la la on a modern song. Shit, Stevie like, la 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 la. He made his songs easy to sing, but they was, none of them were simple songs. He had lyrics. He had lyrics. Lyrics, son. You said MJ sang it in 83? Did he? Okay. FXD says, I watched Justin Timberlake Super Bowl clip, Politics and Sports. When he ripped the titty out from Janet Jackson. I said, okay. Okay, but it says, I like JT minus the Jackson JT pop out. Carol Tamler says, Grandma was on the church stuff about your skirt too short. Yeah, you know. Like, nah, that's not. First of all, nice girls, good girls don't conduct themselves in a certain kind of way. Grandma might have had 12 children. But like, she like, yeah, well, but I was a nice girl. I waited until your grandfather was hard before I had children. I meant I waited until we got married. Go upstairs and wash up, girl, and put on a longer skirt. God damn it. Damn it. Don't act like y'all ain't never been around nobody's stinky grandma. You ain't say nothing about it. You ain't say nothing about it because we don't do that. We ain't going to be like, yo, man, your grandma stink. You know what I mean? We ain't going to do that. We're not going to do that. But you've been there. You've seen it. I know I have. So if I have, you have. I ain't been around as many grandmothers as some of y'all been. Some of y'all caregivers. So y'all them, you know, y'all work around grandmothers for a living. You know what it is. No judgment. I love Nana, Big Mama, my mom like everybody else. And I'd be goddamn if I'm saying it. Kelsey, I liked her. Sad her career suffered the way it did. You talking about Evelyn Champagne King? I don't know, man. She's looking pretty spry. Okay, but it says India Irie Platt plays. Oh, yes, she does. Yes, she does. Plays multiple instruments. Even Taylor Swift does. Shit, Lizzo plays the flute.
That's true.
And she twerks, Lizzo. Lizzo twerks, rolls around on stage, bowls over bowling pins, you know, body-wise, all kinds of shit. But she got to stop sexually harassing people. That's what Lizzo got to do. You got to stop sexually harassing people, Lizzo. Bad, Lizzo. Bad Lizzo. You don't sexually harass your employees. Bad. Give it this. It's Yams. Wait a minute. Yams to me. Let's just say those monsters on there are pretty free these days. Y'all speculated all those years about the relationship between Ernie and Bert. What we talk about now? That was child's play. At least that was us up for speculation. Sesame Street now, I'm like, can you tell me how to get away from Sesame Street? I was booking. I was out. Carol says Stevie made the synthesizer popular. No argument. Joe says, thanks, Nars. I believe he did sing it around that time. Wait a minute. MJ does it. Cheryl, given he was a devout Jehovah Witness at the time in the 80s, I don't think he ever did the anthem. He did the halftime show performance in 93. Yeah, he did do that. I do remember that. I remember that. All right. And so it says transsexual in competition is a no for me. No, it says no drag race for me either.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh, my shit froze, we was doing good. Oh, man, my shit froze. Can y'all still hear me, though? And you know what? Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter now. But they're telling me, I can check myself. Now they're saying, YouTube isn't responding. Wait or close app. I want to wait. I ain't done yet. That story is over, but my rhyme ain't done. Okay. All right. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all see me? That's what I need to know. Because I got a feeling that this is YouTube's way of telling me that they've heard enough. Like, they've heard enough. Okay. All right, we still on. Because it's on. I won't be responding to any more of y'all any more of y'all comments because I can't move the screen anymore. But I see that it looks like we filming in HD. It's looking good. This is my natural color. I'm good. We good. All right. So all right. Maybe they want me to get back on track. He's talking about judging. Only man can judge me. When has anybody else besides man judged you? When have you ever felt obligated to live up to somebody else's expectations besides man? You can say that you're trying to live up to God's expectations, but are you? Are you? When you don't want to be talked about, do you not want to be talked about by God or... When you don't want to have a bad reputation, do you want to not have a bad reputation around God or when you don't want to be a hoe or you a hoe and you don't want nobody to know, who do you not want nobody to know, God or when you have changed your life, when you have improved yourself, when you have educated yourself, when you have changed your ways, when you have gotten better, who do you want to do that around? Who do you want to recognize that? God or when you compete for awards, accolades, credit, do you do that for God or do you do that for? It rained all day yesterday. The elders used to say it's because God was crying. When natural disasters happen, a lot of people say it's because God is mad at the world. Who are we supposed to believe? God or man? Who we supposed to believe, y'all? Who we supposed to believe? Well. We can believe who we choose to believe based on their integrity, their track record, and what our perspective of life and learning is. But we're going to judge that accordingly. And we do that every day. Man judges us every day, no days off. No days off. Is there a difference between an opinion and a judgment? Maybe in your mind you may think so. Maybe you even have some evidence to prove that that there's a difference. I say that a judgment and an opinion are the same. And I don't think that you can get through a day without having an opinion on something. So even when you don't express your opinion, it doesn't mean that you don't have one. I know a lot of people are able to keep their mouth shut about certain things in certain situations. They're not always, you know, mouthing off and telling people what they should do or what they have to do or how they supposed to learn or what they need to listen to. Not everybody is like that. But the people who are like that are that way, and they have an impact on people. They have an impact on people and their ability to be able to move freely, think freely, and be free. And some of them have had an impact on you. Even the most rebellious, free-thinking person that you know wants you to know that they are rebellious and free thinking. Think about it. They want you to know that they ain't going to do nothing nobody say. I ain't going to do nothing nobody tell me to do because I don't have to. The person, they ain't worried that they don't want to follow or take instructions from are men. Or should I say man? Men, women, and children. Men, women, and children. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Everything going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right, and everything is going to be all right. Check your time. We about to do these birthday shout-outs, y'all. Let's do some birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Monica Zananu. Monica Zananu, and also Monica La Calameria. La Calameria turning 56 years old today, and also Fabiola Lusant. Happy birthday to you, and Beverly Askia turning 67 years old today, and Janita Roberts turning 48 years old today, and Jessica Short turning 42 years old today. Did I say Janita Roberts turning 42? I meant 48. All right, anyway, and Nicole Woodward Bratton. Happy birthday to you. And last, but certainly not least, Norman Williams. Norman, I'm going to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious. March 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Only man can judge me because only man is consumed with judging. You can't do this. You can't say that. You can't be this way. It ain't right. It's only right. It ain't right. Some of the people who come up under the most scrutiny and are judged the harshest are the ones who do things like what I'm doing, but in front of a different crowd. People like pastors and parishioners and the parishioners are actually the congregation. So I'm going to say pastors and preachers and ministers and religious leaders, they're being judged all the time, rightfully so, because they're supposed to be our pipeline to God. They're supposed to be the ones who guide us toward that. Are they qualified to do it? Well, we often judge that. We often decide whether they have what we consider the right to school us, educate us, and guide us toward the divine. The divine. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, resuscitate y'all, and love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night, like 1:30 in the morning. If you know, you know. We'll be here 1:30 a.m. or between 1 and 1:30. How about that? Between 1 and 1:30 a.m. So make sure y'all come through for another Daily Go Get 'Emism show. Spend the rest of this day judging and realizing that you want to be judged. And just know, man, it don't really matter. You got to keep pushing. Whether somebody thinks that you the best thing since sliced bread or you the worst thing since black licorice, it's all on you. And you have to decide what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And man is going to judge that accordingly. When I say accordingly, I mean that term loosely, because I don't want to suggest that they are judging correctly, because 9 times out of 10, they're not. They don't even know how to. We go with what we have learned. We think we're going with what we know, but our knowledge base is very limited when it comes to those things. So please, just bear that in mind. Hit the like button, y'all. Share the show, and make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I'm going to try something. I'm going to restart this this YouTube app. So I want to see. I want to see if it will let me start it back. And if it does, that'll be a good look. If it doesn't, then I'm going to say my goodbyes now. So I'll either see y'all back in a few seconds, or I'll see y'all tomorrow. And thanks for coming through. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for supporting the movement. And I appreciate y'all. So let's check it out. My baby, you, yeah. My baby. Thank you.